Let's go inside the mind of for a moment, those who would do such a thing and how we should react to it with the good doctor. DrJohnB.com, where the podcasts are. Dr. John Braccio, PhD of Regional Psychological Services, East Lansing. Good morning, my friend. I know you're on the road today.
Well, I am. I might add, I've been thinking a lot about these two tragedies that come up that are just pretty horrible. I guess the thing that comes to my mind is the level of hatred, Dave, that people can have to somehow feel that it's appropriate for them to go out and just kill innocent people for some cause, some belief that they have. And it's really kind of sad. And then when you look at the background, when you start looking into the fact that often these persons, these mass shooters, they come from family breakups, childhood trauma, mental illness, workplace crises, access to weapons, that fascination with previous shooters who they see as glorified. And they're often isolates in a way. They may have some group that they're in contact with on the internet somewhere, or a few people they talk to, but as a whole, they're kind of a really very, very unfortunate person, the way they're living their life, kind of nothing going on. And often when they see this as a way to, they write their manifesto, or some of them do, and they're one day in the sun, but not really aware of extreme, the hatred, the murder, the impact of what they're doing. It's a very, very sad situation.
Doc, do we contribute to that even by calling it a manifesto? Does it get, even that word, you know, words are powerful. Even that word gives it cachet and decree, rather than wrote a letter, jotted some notes on a piece of paper and hit send. We call it a manifesto as if it's, you know, this particular screed has something that elevates it above what the rest of us are writing on a day-to-day basis. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's a good point, Dave. I think what happens, the people that are doing this see it. They may be giving it too much credence by doing that. People that write these are somehow believing this is going to show them in a brighter light in their own view, their distorted view. Like they write exactly, here's what I'm thinking, here's what I'm doing, here's why this is happening, here's why it's the right thing to do. They're kind of like a noble person. So yes, we could call it writings, we could call it distorted views, we could call it psychopathic thinking, we could call it whatever we want, but it is true. Manifesto has been the word being used, and that maybe giving it way too much credit, because
yeah,
it does sound like a big deal, actually.
Yeah,
right.
And that plays into the idea of giving, you know, too much attention. And I'm not just including the media in that, because now with social media versus mainstream media, that changes too. And the way things go viral on social media, and sometimes what seems to be driving some people here is that, not saying all, because they're not all alike, but we keep looking for common threads, because without the common threads, how do we push back on it? Even in our own mind,
yes,
how do we push back without finding the common threads that would link and enable us to make a difference rather than everything being a one-off, if you see where I'm going with that?
Well, I do. The one thing I see in common, though, there is this isolation that persons have in life, and people that aren't going anywhere, and it seems like, you know, we can use the word loser, we can use the word isolated, we can use the word whatever we want, but clearly we're looking at mental illness. We're looking at persons that are doing really inappropriate types of things. They pick up this information, they sort it out. Ultimately, though, they are responsible for, you know, for what they're doing. But still, it's a, to me, as a psychologist, that you can take, you can be frustrated, you can be angry, but then to come get the severe hatred and rage that you somehow feel that you have the right with a gun to go out, or it could be a knife, we'll say with guns in this case, to go out and just shoot people, kill people, people you don't know, but people you've ascribed some negativity to, and you're going to kill them. You know, we've seen this in workplace violence, we've seen it in religious, we've seen it in a whole array of settings and places. These two are pretty horrible. In fact, one of the people in Dayton apparently killed his sister and boyfriend. Now, that's kind of another extreme element.
Who they had just, yeah, he had just arrived downtown minutes before. They split off, and then before you know it, he's firing it. So that complicates this as well.
That conflict. But still, to me, as a psychologist, it's the level of hatred and the righteousness, the belief that this person has the right to do this, and in some cases wants the fame. So when you give a lot of fame to the person who does it, that's something that would be good to have a lot less of. You want to identify the type of person, why they would have done this, this type thing, but we don't want to have people that really have distorted views, maybe think they have nothing in life, and all of a sudden, hooray, they can have their big time.
You have counseled thousands of people over the years. Have you ever, and their, you know, identities are protected, of course, from your, you know, what they say to you. But broadly, have you had people come in where they've said, "Doc, I've got a problem. Save me from myself. Save others from me. I feel like I'm homicidal. I feel a desire to do something like this." Has anybody ever opened up with you about that, and what kind of things, if so, what would you tell them? How would you counsel someone like that who is clearly in need of better mental health?
Well, two things. I haven't had somebody come in and say they're thinking of killing people. I will say I've had people come in that have great rage and anger, and in cases if they're a threat to themselves or to someone else, I would make contact, you know, with the authorities. But I have not had somebody come in and say they're thinking of killing people, because if they did, I would immediately, you know, certainly make contact with that. A lot of times, people like this, they're not necessarily talking to people, or people aren't paying attention. Mm-hmm. If you remember the cruise person in Florida, there were all kinds of signs that he was going to be doing things. Mm-hmm. And no one really, they even sent a mental health team, I believe, over to his home at one time. So I think we definitely need, as a society, to be taking a look from a mental health perspective and making services available. I also believe, just as individuals, if I were, now, as a psychologist, you ask me, but if I were to run into somebody just even randomly that I know that I felt was a definitely felt was a threat and said they were going to do something, it's incredible belief, I would say something. I would go from there.
Sure.
I think, and I do feel, though, if we run into lonely, isolates, people that seem to have some pent-up anger or frustration, there's nothing wrong with being friendly, talking to people. Who knows that a talk to somebody can help get them on the right path. I also think there's a lot of moral decay, and there's a lack of spirituality. I think when you don't have beliefs, spiritual beliefs in a higher force, belief that there are the difference between good and evil, I feel some of these things can happen too. See, there's no one cause, like you mentioned before, but you do see a pattern of people that are really not functioning well in society that all of a sudden get involved with things like this. Fortunately, most people don't have the homicidal kind of a
sure.
to kill people. There are a lot of people that have hatred and anger and frustration, but they're not out shooting people. On the other hand, we just want to make sure people, one, don't get the level of hatred, and also certainly don't want people out shooting or killing people. Like if you just want, even in the big cities or in the country, you have, like this past weekend in Chicago, there was Saturday night, there were 7 people killed, 40-some people shot. I'm not trying to compare them, just saying we do have an issue with people doing violent things to each other across the board. These are just two incredibly dramatic, very specific things we can look at. But I think as a society, you want to take a look and sort out who are people that are potentially dangerous to themselves and others, and find a way to offer support. It's not an easy thing, by the way.
No.
No, 320 million people. It's a very difficult thing.
It's a very difficult thing indeed. And yet attempting to sort out some answers from it is what we try to do, because everybody
That's
wants
true.
To know why. And then what do? We must do something, but we're never quite sure what that something is. And the devil's in the details. The good doc here, drjohnb.com, the podcast will reside there shortly with many others, too, on a lot of other issues. This was a good and timely one today. Dr. John Braccio with Regional Psychological Services. Get a hold of them in East Lansing. This is The Morning Wake Up. Thank you, my friend. The Morning Wake Up.
It was nice talking to you. Bye-bye.
All right. And happier subjects may be to come. Some days they are, and some days clearly they're not. We will continue on this theme, though, next from El Paso, Texas. So don't go away. 1320 WILS.